Jake and Charlie watch TV.
Hello? Hold on. Are you in for Suzanne?
Kind of have to be. You didn't put your hand over the phone.
Oh, right. Sorry, he's not here.
Jake now covers the phone.
Gimme. Sorry about that, my brother's kid. Yeah, dumb as a stump.
Alan answers the door to a very pregnant woman.
Hi.
She checks the number on the door.
Yeah, I'm not sure I have the right address.
No, you got the right address. Charlie, it's for you.
Who is it?
Karma.
What?
Your chickens have come home to roost.
Chickens? Karma? Alan, what the hell are you talking about?
Hey.
He sees the woman's belly.
Charlie, it's for you!
Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson.
Hey, great to see you again.
Yeah, I don't think we've met.
Really?
Really.
Are you trying to give me a stroke? Is that what you're trying to do?
Berta enters.
Well, it's about time.
Oh, hey, Mom, I got the cleaning stuff you wanted.
Well, don't just stand there. Get in the kitchen and start using it.
Fine.
Berta, aren't you going to introduce us?
Oh, I'm sorry. Where are my manners? Charlie, Alan, I'd like you to meet my youngest daughter, Naomi, the light of my life, a little angel who swooped down from heaven and landed on a married man's penis. And when she got knocked up and lost her job, she had to come live with me.
They fired you for being pregnant?
Yep, being pregnant and stealing a few office supplies.
8 computers and a Xerox machine.
Not all at once. So, which one of you guys is the rich one who likes to party?
Charlie points at Alan.
Get to work.
All right.
And when you're done in the kitchen, you can scrub the toilets.
All right!
If she spent more time on her knees than on her back, she wouldn't be in this situation.
Not necessarily.
Should she really be scrubbing toilets in her condition?
Hey, when I was pregnant with her, I worked right up until my water broke, and then I used the water to mop the floor.
Charlie and Alan look concerned.
I exaggerate for effect.
Berta leaves.
Wow.
Yeah, we think our family's screwed up.
No, I meant, wow. Naomi is hot.
What?
Come on, she's so ripe and luscious. I just want to caress that taut, voluptuous belly and, you know.
Charlie stares at Alan.
Who are you? Oh, come on, you can't tell me you don't appreciate the beauty of a woman in that condition.
Okay, look, freako. I get the aesthetic appeal of a woman with the glow of motherhood, a new life growing inside of her, blah, blah, blah. But long story short, once there's a bun in the oven, I don't feel the need to butter it.
Well, then you have missed out on one of the great sexual experiences a man can have.
There had to be one.
When Judith was pregnant with Jake, I don't know if it was hormones or pheromones, but she just could not get enough of me. And ever since then, every time I see a pregnant woman, I just...
Okay, seriously, you gotta stop that.
I am telling you, it was 9 months of the hottest sex we've ever had, even with the morning sickness and hemorrhoids.
Oh, maybe that explains Jake's grades.
Morning sickness and hemorrhoids?
No, the repeated blows to his unformed head.
Charlie sits reading as Alan stands over him.
You are such an idiot. All the experts agree that sex during pregnancy is not harmful to the baby.
Experts, schmexperts. Tonight, when you're sleeping, I'm gonna come in and start poking you in the ear with a hot dog. See how you like it.
Okay, clearly we have different opinions. All I know is I find pregnant women very erotic.
Alan turns around and Jake is there.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hi.
How long have you been standing there?
Long enough to be very confused. But we have hot dogs, right?
Charlie shakes his head. Naomi Irons. Alan enters. She stretches back.
Excuse me?
Oh, it's just a little indigestion. So, she's got you doing a little ironing, huh?
Yeah. Boy, I can't wait to get this day over with and take a nice hot bath.
Alan puts his hand on his belly and blows out.
You know, we happen to have a jacuzzi tub. It has those jets.
Alan leans on the ironing board, which collapses.
I'm okay. Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm fine. You want me to run some water for you?
No, I couldn't. I gotta keep working or my mom will be all over me like hair on soap.
You do paint a picture. But still, you shouldn't be working in your condition. Come on, just sit here. I'll finish it for you.
Really?
Yes, really.
Why, thank you.
Alan takes the iron as Naomi sits.
You're not doing a very good job anyway.
Alan touches the face of the iron.
Ooh. Hot. So, you know what the baby is?
Well, I'm hoping for human.
No, I meant boy or girl.
Oh, it's a girl.
Oh, that's nice. I always wanted a girl. I mean, I love my son, but let's face it, girls are so much smarter and more spiritual than boys.
Plus, we got all the boobies.
All the good ones, anyway.
Of course, right now, mine feel like two big bags of wet sand.
Nice.
My back is killing me, my feet are swollen, and I'm passing gas like a NASCAR pit crew.
Well, I think you look beautiful.
Aren't you sweet? Oh, God, feels like she's playing hacky sack in there. You want to feel?
Yes.
Come on.
Alan walks over and carefully touches her extended belly. Berta enters.
What's going on here?
Oh, hi, Berta. The baby was kicking, and Naomi asked me if I wanted to feel the baby kicking, and I said sure, which is when you walked in, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yes, it is okay. It is okay. You're having a new granddaughter. What a blessing, huh?
Yeah. Sort of takes the sting out of this one being a gullible tramp. Now get off your rump roast and finish the ironing.
Oh, wait, relax, Berta. I'll do the ironing. Why don't you just let Naomi take it easy?
Easy's the reason she's in this condition. Get to it.
All right.
Berta leaves. Naomi gets up.
You know, if your back is really bothering you, I'm a chiropractor.
Zippy!
Yes?
Conference!
Yes.
Alan follows Berta out.
Zippy is kind of an affectionate nickname. Because I'm quick.
What are you doing? I'm trying to teach that girl responsibility. She's going to be a single mother with no job skills. I want her to be able to support herself with some dignity.
Oh, please. What kind of dignity can a woman have ironing clothes and cleaning strangers' toilets? I'll tell you what kind. The dignity of an honest buck for an honest day's labor. Hats off to the working gal, excuse me.
Alan quickly exits the room. Berta stares after him. Charlie enters his bedroom, walks to the bathroom, but stops.
Berta?
Go away!
I actually need to use the bathroom.
Well, I'm using this one.
Are you okay?
Yeah, Charlie, I am just aces.
All right, would you like a magazine?
Go away!
Berta, I'm coming in. Is it okay if I come in?
Charlie carefully enters. Berta is seated, drying her eyes.
Hi.
I didn't want you to see me like this.
Yeah, well, it's better than the image I had in my mind. What's wrong, Berta?
What do you think?
Charlie sits.
Your daughter?
I had such hopes for her. Of all of my girls, she was the smart one.
She was the smart one? Go on.
I really thought Naomi would make something of herself, you know? A career, a family, a house that wasn't just a horse trailer with a futon in it.
Don't blame yourself. It's not your fault.
Who said anything about being my fault, you Nimrod?
No. I'm just saying that you did the best you could.
How the hell do you know?
Actually, I don't. But I am something of an expert on where girls go wrong. And when they start sleeping around, it's usually a daddy thing. At least in my experience.
Thanks for trying to cheer me up, Charlie.
You're welcome.
But you can stop now, because it ain't your forte. I'll tell you whose fault it is. Ronald Wiedermeyer.
Who?
The sleazeball who pollinated my little flower, then disappeared like cupcakes at a pot party.
Damn that Ronald Wiedermeyer.
Wiedermeyer.
Him too.
Well, I'll tell you, I am not gonna let him get away with it.
Good for you. Guys like that need to know that there's consequences to their actions. They need to learn that women are people with feelings. They're not just vaginas that talk.
Vaginas that talk?
Damn that Ronald Wiedermeyer.
You know, Charlie, you may be a pig, but in this case, you're right.
Thank you. What did I say?
We need to teach Mr. Wiedermeyer a lesson.
I don't think I said that.
Come on.
No, really, I am almost positive I didn't say that.
Berta pushes him out. Charlie drives, Berta next to him.
You know, I still have to pee. Where the hell are we?
It's called Rancho Pacoima.
It's very brown.
Yeah, not much grows here except meth labs and cold sores.
Charlie's night driving.
Just out of curiosity, what exactly are we hoping to accomplish here with this Ronald guy?
Well, in a perfect world, he'd dump his wife and marry my little hosebag. But I'll settle for him stepping up and paying for his mistake.
And if he declines?
That's why I brought you.
Me? All I could do at this point is pee on his rug.
You still have to go?
Well, yeah. It doesn't evaporate. Can we pull over for a minute?
In this neighborhood in a Mercedes? Sure, if you're partial to car theft and sodomy.
Charlie looks at Berta.
Take a left right up here.
That's not a road?
Well, not during rainy season.
Charlie turns the wheel onto a side road. The car bounces.
Oh, God. I think I hit a dog.
Don't worry, it was just a rat. It's okay, he's getting up.
Man. Alan intently rubs oil on Naomi's belly.
What's this stuff called again?
Vitamin E oil.
Feels really good.
Alan looks up and smiles. Jake answers the door. Judith is standing there.
Hey, Mom. I'm ready to go.
Where's your father?
He's in the den rubbing oil on Naomi.
Who's Naomi?
Berta's daughter.
Your father's rubbing oil on a woman in front of you?
Nah, I couldn't watch. It was too creepy.
Well, we'll just see about that.
Oh, by the way, I found out why I get bad grades. It's all your fault.
Why is it my fault?
You know.
Jake nods to Judith.
Oh, yeah, Alan.
Wait in the car. Alan, what do you think you're doing?
Oh, hi, Judith. Naomi here was worried about stretch marks, and I was showing her how vitamin E can help prevent them, you know, like I did with you, and then you walked in, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, why don't you pull up your top and let her check out your belly?
I will not.
So he rubbed this on you, too?
Oh, he rubbed all right, but it was only to satisfy his own twisted needs.
Excuse me, but you were the one who was constantly horny.
And you sure took advantage of it, didn't you?
Hey, when the bar is only open 9 months a decade, you drink till you puke.
Judith's jaw drops.
And then you keep drinking.
That's funny.
Hey, buddy. You're turning into quite the little ninja, aren't you?
There's just one thing I don't understand.
Oh, well, what's that, honey?
If you have sex with a pregnant lady, wouldn't she have twins?
No.
Otherwise, I'd be having a whole damn litter.
Alan puts his head in his hand. Charlie and Berta walk through a front garden covered with discarded junk. Charlie looks in a bin full of empty packets.
Cold medicine. I must have allergies or something.
You don't watch 60 Minutes, do you?
Oh, What?
You, Ronald?
No.
Ronald, who is it?
Damn it, Darlene. We're incognito, remember? You cops?
Yeah. I'm Scully. This is Mulder.
Ronald looks puzzled.
Listen, can I use your bathroom?
No. It's, not functioning correctly. We use the Chevron up the block.
No, bye-bye.
Berta traps Ronald.
So, Ronald, this is the deal. You knocked up my little girl, and I want to know what you're going to do about it.
Well, that depends.
On what?
Who's your little girl?
Naomi.
Naomi? Oh, I haven't seen Naomi in a real long time.
About 8, 9 months?
Yeah, that sounds right. Ew.
Ronald, what's going on?
Nothing, sweet cheeks. Okay, look. I'd like to keep this away from the missus. She's a little volatile, hasn't slept really well.
Maybe you got a coffee can or a milk jug? I could just go around back?
No, it's a real mess back there.
The window blows out.
Damn it, Darlene, I told you not to smoke in there.
Well, I don't have to pee anymore.
Alan massages Naomi.
That feels so good.
They both freeze.
Sorry.
Oh, no, don't be silly. It's a natural bodily function. The baby is pressing down on the intestines. Oh, dear Lord.
Alan turns away.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's all right.
Okay.
I'm used to it. When my wife was pregnant... Oh, that's got some hang time.
Alan turns away and grimaces.
You are so sweet, Alan. How come I've never met a man like you?
Well, speaking on behalf of men like me, we don't get out a lot.
Naomi takes Alan's face in her hands and kisses him.
Sorry.
I'm not.
Alan takes her and kisses her passionately while he rubs her belly. Outside...
These sweatpants are really comfortable.
That's because they're dry.
Oh, boy, what a deal. What did you call that place again?
A swap meet.
Swap meet. Well, aside from the exploding meth lab and peeing myself, this was a fun little trip. I got the sweatpants, a bag of tube socks, 4 DVDs, and a corn dog. All for $8.
Just a hint, the corn dog will last longer than the socks. The hell?
Alan, you sick freak.
Naomi, her feet up on Alan's shoulders.
Naomi!
Oh, hi. She's having a baby.
Damn! It's all right, honey. Mommy's here.
Hey.
What? You never saw an angry one before? Out of the way, Zippy.
It's okay. I'm a chiropractor. You got it.
It's okay, honey. That's it. Now, take a big deep breath and push!
Yo, whoa, hold on. Let me put down some tube socks.
Ignore him. Just come on. Breathe. Now, push!
No!
Push!
Charlie on the floor looks up. A hospital room.
Now, you listen up, Brittany Pam. You're my last chance. You're going to go to college, and you're going to make something of yourself. No getting knocked up by some greasy tweaker from Rancho Pacoima.
Oh, gee, Mom, about that, I've kind of been counting back the weeks, and Ronald can't be the daddy.
What?
Yeah, see, he was in a burn unit at the time. He wanted to, but his skin just kept sliding off.
Oh, God, here comes the corn dog.
So who is the father?
Well, I got it narrowed down.
Oh, dear Lord.
I'll know for sure if she starts speaking Spanish.
But we just shook down Ronald for $5,000.
We? You were hiding behind the car pulling off your wet undies.
Make yourself comfortable. The doctor will be right in.
A pregnant woman's shown in.
Come on, Freako.
You are absolutely radiant.
Charlie pushes Alan out.
Best of luck.
Thanks.
Sorry about your couch.
Good news, honey. I got you $4,000.
Berta smiles and nods. ITFC audio description.
Men, manly men.